Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Man, you never know what's going to take off on Facebook when you put it up, you know? I'll put up something I think is like super viral,
yeah.
And it'll get like 2 shares. And then I'll ask a dumb question like, hey, does anybody have a crush on any member of the show? And at last count, it had like 1,800 comments.
Man.
Wow, that's a lot of crushing.
Yeah. So I decided to separate them by cast member. We're doing this for a reason because I'm looking for someone who is pretty much in love with a member of the show. As irrational as that could be, never met them, but people feel like they know us. And maybe you do, and maybe you are the perfect one for us, even if, you know, we already have a wife and kids.
I would think it's less irrational than being in love with a big celebrity because we put ourselves out there every day.
Yeah, and we're saying our own words. We're not reading a script or anything. So I thought that we would highlight some of these comments and focus on one cast member, and they get to hear all the crushing. JC, let's start with you.
All right.
JC, Amber White says, I have a huge crush. I like his voice and I love his laugh. I dig his Facebook posts. Last but not least, he's so cute and the boy has style. Just a keeper.
Aww. Wow. Thanks, Amber.
Brittany Limbert says, JC, he's hot and I like his accent, especially the way he says Tuiasosopo.
See?
Pro.
Anna Tamez says, JC is adorable. He cracks me up. Love a man with a sense of humor. Stephanie Ray Ford says, JC for sure. It's so sexy that he's married and loves his wife.
Yes.
His voice just sounds so sexy when I listen in the morning. Mm. He's obviously gorgeous, says Ginger Stokes Whittle. Mm. But the main reason is that he seems like a very nice, kind-hearted person. I also love that he seems to be a great husband and father, which sort of makes my crush a little bit inappropriate.
Where were these girls in high school?
I know. So, JC, there's just 10 out of about 200.
Wow.
Now we have to figure out which one loves you the most.
Okay.
So we'll get into that later. So, Kelly, you want to hear yours later?
Sure.
Okay.
Later would be great. Uh-huh.
I'll give you one. Verinda says, Kelly Raspberry is the sexiest woman in all of show business, bar none.
Well, there.
That's the guy that goes by Ren. He says, but I'm 29, which means I'm a little too old for her.
I don't know. He might be
still in the wheelhouse, bro.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
No big deal. Surprising. Al, you got a ton of women.
Is it the beard?
Why is that surprising?
Is it the beard?
I don't know.
Girls like to play a player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girls love some big Al.
Might be the beard, though.
What do you mean, why is it surprising? It's surprising because he went long droughts between girls.
And well, I haven't dated anybody in how long. And, I mean, it's not...
So,
Al,
so
it's surprising. You know what I'm saying? It's like surprising.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Anybody's...
How many did you get?
Awkward.
I bet you got a lot.
Awkward?
You're the boss man.
I went through, I loaded all the comments so they'd be on the same page, and then I just did a find for kid. And I came up with, I'm kidding, and kid, my crush is on Jenna. That's what I got. So, not a whole lot of big kid crap.
No, I'm sure you got a bunch.
There's a few. There's a few on there. You know,
last minute.
Oh, my God, guys.
Fishing.
Yeah. Who's on the phone?
Hello.
Jesse.
Hey.
What the hell?
What's up, Kenzie?
What the hell? Where are you?
I
just counted people in the house and there's only two. That means you're not here.
Right. Because I'm at work.
Where are you?
At work.
Oh, I don't understand.
It's just like every other day.
Hey, I have some scoop.
Cheers. Yeah?
I think Kid Craddock is dating somebody who's about to be famous. Cheers.
He's dating somebody that's going
to
be famous?
Last night I asked him if he wanted to go to dinner with you and me, and he said, I can't right now. My girlfriend is blowing up. Cheers. So, I guess Kid's famous now.
Yeah.
His girlfriend's blowing up.
I think it's something else, babe.
What do you mean?
I don't think we could talk about that on the radio.
As you know, I have grown as a person a great deal in the last 2 years. I got married, I had a baby, and now I'm having another baby.
You're growing again.
Yeah.
Now, I'm still the same in some ways, okay? When I walk into a room, it still lights up with pure joy. But I'm definitely not the same girl I used to be who was obsessed with all those immature things like being super skinny and trying to be on a reality show and buying shoes.
Right.
I used to be so shallow, you guys. I'm embarrassed.
I don't think you were shallow.
Once you have a child, those things are just not important anymore. I'm a mother now.
Mm-hmm.
I care about building schools in poor countries such as the Iraq. And I bought Girl Scout cookies, even though I don't ever eat them. I just smell them.
Because
if you eat them, you get all fat. But I just smell them, and I only gain 5 calories from smelling them. I also read books all the time. And sometimes I go down to the center, and I read books for the deaf.
That's nice.
You read books for the...
Yeah.
They can't hear, they can't. I guess.
Well, that's fine.
Just... They always fail the test afterwards.
Yeah.
You test them?
Yeah.
Well...
I want to make sure they're listening.
Okay. Well,
that's a problem with deaf people. They don't listen.
Yeah. I'm surprised. So you mean that, you know, all these new changes in your life, you don't care anymore about shoes?
I'm a totally different person than I was back then, Kelly. So quit judging me, okay?
Nope. Oh, okay.
Biatches. Or I'll focus on making sure... Okay. I'll focus on making sure your life is hell, okay?
What happened to the good, kind, I'm growing Kinsey?
Just quit judging me.
I'm not judging you.
The things that are important to me now are the important things in life, like making sure that Kason has the newest skinny jeans and that his man purse matches his Gucci belt.
Yeah, that's really important.
So for all you jealous people out there, quit being so judgmental. Judge Mental has left the courtroom.
Right.
He took off his robe and he quit, okay?
Okay.
Now it's Judge Excellent Mother.
Right.
That's who's here now. I'm teaching Kason how to speak.
Yes.
He only knows two words right now, road and map.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to audition him for a baby GPS job. How cool would that be? Have your son do a baby GPS.
That'd be pretty good.
Crawl left. Crawl left at the next light.
That's a great idea.
You like it?
Yeah.
Put down the pot and pans and fall down over here on the right. That's GPS baby talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, my God, JC, I totally forgot. I'm still mad at you.
How about what?
For hitting on that chick who was walking a dog, and you said you thought it was me. Whatever.
Well, I did think it was
What did you say to her again when you came up on her from behind?
I was like,
"Suck, girl, want to get with this?"
Just like that.
What's up, girl, you want to get with this?
Yeah,
but you're not like
but
that.
I thought it was you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thought it was you. That's why I did it like that.
I'm oblivious. Now, we have a rule. You can't hit on hot chicks that walk their dog on our street. Duh.
I thought it was
when
you.
When I hit on guys, first off, I usually have Kason with me, so I tell them I'm a nanny. Guys don't want to see hot chicks with babies.
Yeah, but you're pregnant too, so that's...
So I tell them I'm a pair. I'm a pair.
I got you. Okay.
A pair?
How you say it? I'm a all pair.
A pair.
Oh, that's what they call a nanny in Norwegia.
Norwegia?
I don't got babies. I just take care of other people's babies as if they were my own because I'm a special person with a huge heart that lights up a room with joy when I walk in.
Okay.
But anyway, I never hit on guys on our street, JC.
That's respectable, right?
If I do see a hot guy on our street,
mm-hmm.
and he tries to talk to me, I'll say, "Hey, I'm married.
Yeah.
Meet me one street over. Can't do this on our street." Jesse, it's totally harmless, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
A woman just likes to get attention sometimes.
Well, let them give you the attention. They'll
give
it to them.
Especially when she has a baby and another one in the belly, she starts to feel unattractive. She wants to make sure she's still attracted to other men.
That's why I was trying to holler at you.
You have nothing to worry about. The most I would ever do is talk to them,
mm-hmm.
or maybe if they're really hot, invite them for a cup of coffee, or go to the Bahamas with them because they're playing in the World Poker Tournament at the Atlantis Casino on June 6th and 7th.
That's very specific.
How'd you know that
not
was
just
going
saying,
on?
Just in case.
Right.
Yeah. But,
oh my God, does this mean you and I have an open relationship?
I don't think so.
I can't wait. hit me up on Facebook, everybody, but hurry, I'm getting fatter every day.
California!
Yeah.
I will never have babies with you.
You suck.
You have one in your belly now.
You suck.
No.
I love you. Come home.
Nice to hear from Kins.
Yeah, right.
Good for her for being smart enough not to believe that cockamamie story.
Right?
Not a cockamamie story.
I thought it was you.
I drove 10 feet and parked in my driveway. Of course I thought it was her.
You want to get with this?
It's a mockery of a travesty of a sham.
Baby, I thought it was you.
I thought it was you.
I was. Blonde girl, little chihuahua dog. It was kind of dark.
I can see the confusion.
Right next to my house. Never seen another blonde chick that looks like Kinsey by my house.
With a chihuahua? I mean, come on.
Nah.
That's why we should have kept Delilah.
Kelly, this is why it's so easy to cheat on you. You just buy into this stuff.
I believe that. Why would you think he's...
I believe it too.
Because we don't believe it because we are guys. Because
we've done it.
He's the only one that's happily married.
That excuse
is
actually...
that's why he's telling the truth.
Yeah, you
in the
bozos.
Man book.
Man book.
Tell her you thought it was her.
Oh, she's coming back.
Oh, sorry, huh?
Oh,
still
what happened?
There?
Yeah.
Let me answer Kelly. Not for long. Bye.
How far along is she?
August.
Not the hot one with the dog.
Right.
Your wife.
I think like 4 months, 5 months?
4 months.
Four months.
So you thought another girl was your four month pregnant wife.
Well, Kenzie's not really showing
from the back,
yet.
You can't even tell.
From the back, you can't tell.
Barely choking out.
Not really. She's starting a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, she had to break out the maternity pants the other day.
Like Kim Kardashian, is she that big? Like,
no. Yeah. And they're about to. No, Kim's a little further along.
Yeah.
Now, Kim's gained like 65 pounds.
Yeah.
Is it less a big deal now that it's the second one?
Yeah.
See, you have now passed me on what I can give you advice on.
The thing is, I don't.
Because I only have one.
I still forget she's pregnant.
Yeah.
I guess it hasn't really sunk in.
What, you try and wrestle her or something?
No, it's not that I try to wrestle her. It's just, you just forget. Because you already.
Take her kickboxing.
You whack her on the stomach.
We already have Kaysen running around, so I'm already.
When are you reminded that she's pregnant?
When I'm like, hey, you want to go have a drink? Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Or we're at the dinner table and I order myself a drink and I'm like, oh, you want to?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Do you forget
timing.
She's pregnant as often as you forget you're married, like with that girl?
Oh, stop it. But it is poor timing because he's celebrating his big 3-0.
Yeah.
And that's a huge milestone birthday. Yeah. And Kenzie can't drink at his birthday.
We were planning on taking like a little trip because most people do it. So I don't really celebrate my birthday much, but for
so
this one,
like
I figured.
3-0,
yeah,
baby
you
moon?
Celebrate that one.
Is that what they are?
30.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Can you imagine you got me in here when I was 23?
Yeah.
A little punk guy.
Yeah.
I had my earrings and stuff.
Way behind the ears, yeah.
I mean, if this was real life, it'd be about the time for a guy my age to dump a guy your age, wouldn't it?
Are you going
to
get a fresh new young thing?
Yeah, that's usually the way it works.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can't young.
Oh, look at Kelly.
Not that I want JC to go anywhere, but, you know.
Kelly, you bought the man luggage.
She did.
And explain it.
It was for Christmas or birthday. Yeah, Christmas.
He needed luggage. Here.
And Kelly
knew. Had one beat up suitcase.
Kelly knew that.
Kelly,
the
who's driven out every man who's ever been on this show except Al, she's driven him away. Every man, 20 of them probably over the last 20 years.
Whatever happened to Rich?
And JC had been here about 8 months, and for Christmas, Kelly gives him a suitcase,
a set of luggage,
and said, "This is for one way back to San Diego."
Yeah, because I said I was going back home. And she goes,
going back to Cali. Brought him a copy of that and put it on there.
Yeah, we're friends.
She's like, why don't you just stay there?
Yeah, we're friends.
How did JC win you over, Kelly?
Y'all read too much into that.
By
suitcase
proving he's
thing.
No threat to your
he needed luggage. Man, he had luggage. Crappy, beat up luggage, and I got him a lovely set.
You were trying to get rid of
you
it.
Yeah,
I
was. Totally. Luggage.
She said, just in case you don't want to come back.
I would have had a meltdown if she did that to me. So, Kelly didn't like me either. I would have liked some luggage, though.
Why does everybody think I don't like them? That is
because
not
you don't
true.
Like them.
Because
you don't like anyone.
Kelly, you didn't like me.
You didn't like me either.
That's
it's
the main
true.
Reason. Yeah.
I don't know
that
how.
That's not true. I'm very supportive.
The list of people you like could fit on your pinky fingernail.
That is not true.
And that's if you wrote really big.
Y'all just try to make me look bad.
I remember the day Kelly said she liked me, and it was like the best day ever.
Really?
When she finally was like, oh, I like you, JC.
Yeah.
When you get the Kelly Raspberry seal of approval.
Yeah, I was like, man, I went home. I was like, damn right she likes me.
Oh,
man.
That's what she does when she likes you?
You almost dropped the chamois when you were cleaning her car.
Right?
Yeah, you were so excited.
Right.
Oh, because she still hasn't verbally said that to me.
So if you were...
Yeah.
If you were... Oh, you want to wait for
assumed.
That?
Yeah, let's wait for it. Wait for
sorry.
It. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Because
sorry, I'm preoccupied.
Apparently with JC, there was a moment when Kelly said, okay.
See, I don't remember saying that.
I now like you.
Mm-hmm.
So she's never said that to Jenna.
I think I told my knock-knock jokes.
What? I like Jenna fine. What? What? What am I supposed to say? That's so weird.
Let's take that sentence and let's just make it like a Facebook post, okay?
Okay.
I like Jenna fine, what?
it's just awkward. What do you want me to say?
Oh,
your
man.
Genuine
what do you want
feelings
me to say?
For me.
Yeah, tell her how you feel
I'm
about
it. I'm fine with you. It's fine.
That's what people say right before they break up, right there. I'm fine with you.
It's not you,
it's me. I'm fine with you. Okay.
Well, you have to understand, Kelly, she meant to say, I really like you, Jenna, but instead she said, blah.
Thanks for checking out the Kid Credic in the Morning podcast. You're hearing this free thanks to our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also get free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have some great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free. You're going to get 2 free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it, and this offer won't last long. So visit getproactiv.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Well, good job, Dennis Rodman. Like 4 days after you leave North Korea, Young Sun Jong Il Yoon says he wants to drop a nuclear bomb on us.
No, I don't think it's Rodman's fault.
Good job, Dennis.
Jeez.
Well, he was the last American with him.
He didn't help.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe he kind of helped a little bit.
If you're the hostage negotiator and you walk in the house and then you come out and then the guy sets the house on fire, is that successful?
When the Globetrotters went over there, did the Globetrotters play a North Korean team or did they play their normal Washington Generals?
I think they played the Generals.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they won.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-il says he won and he's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yes. Right, the Globetrotters played Kim Jong by himself and he scored 120 points in the game.
Well, he kept shooting the ball every time they shot it.
You know what's going on in North Korea? They don't have a free press, obviously. It's a communist country. And every day in the paper, there's another just fantastical story about Kim Jong-un.
Maybe that's where Dennis is getting all his information. Yeah, the
18 holes in one,
it's
right?
It's not just sports, although he did play a regulation golf course and make 18 consecutive holes in one.
Wow, that's awesome.
I mean, Tiger Woods hadn't come close to that. In fact, he's never made two in a row. Okay. Kim Jong made 18. First time he ever played golf, too. That's
remember
cool.
He took it serious when The Onion named him the most handsome man in the world?
He took it serious.
He took it really serious.
They put that out throughout the North Korean government media that The Onion.
Sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that didn't help with the United States relations there.
Because of The Onion?
Because
no,
of The Onion.
I don't think he got the joke. They're so censored there, you know. They don't have access
to the internet. So he still thinks he's the most handsome man in the world?
He does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Yeah.
You know, we talk about our kids here and, you know, how maybe we coddle them a little too much and we give them participation trophies and stuff like that. There is no poster child better for self-esteem than Kim Jong-un. He's been told since the day he was born that he can
he's the greatest.
He could swim the Pacific Ocean.
He could accomplish it all.
Yeah, he could accomplish it all.
18 holes in one.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
So way to go, Dennis. Now we get a nuclear attack thanks to you.
Yeah, that's your friend for life over there, Dennis.
And it's too late to send Scottie Pippen to fix it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know? We can't send Michael Jordan over there. He'll be at the casino all day.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have that.
Yeah, those big North Korean casinos.
Oh, they're huge, Kelly. Let's get to the Billboard Top 5 and see what's going on.
Come on.
1, 2, 3. The Billboard Top 5 on Kid Craddock in the Morning.
All right. I know this is going to be one where the listeners of ours who listen to Christian music are going to be like, Kid, how do you not know Hillsong United? But I don't. I'll admit it.
We will now, though.
They are a youth ministry of the Australian Hillsong Church. You talk about random, being in the Billboard Top 5.
Yeah.
This is a church group. They had their best sales weeks ever. Zion is the name of the album. And it's number one on the Christian album chart and the seventh number one song that they've had. And now it's on the Billboard charts. It sold 34,000 copies last week. Hillsong United. The song is called Oceans? Yeah, let's hear it.
When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your
It's very indie, isn't it?
Indian.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like something very familiar.
Cardigans?
No. Something from
what song is that?
Home? Maybe Philip Phillips?
No. Yeah.
Philip Phillips.
Very good, JC.
/ Mumford.
Philip Phillips. That's what it sounds like to me. Really good, though. Hillsong United.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they're trying to take Christian music into the mainstream and mission accomplished.
I like that. That sounded good.
Yeah, they're number five. All right. Number four on the Christian charts.
Man, this guy, did you watch him on SNL?
I did.
He was greatness.
Which one's Macklemore and which one's Ryan Lewis?
Macklemore's the guy with like the mohawk.
The white guy or the black guy?
The white guy. Well, Ryan Lewis is white too.
He's the DJ.
Yeah, he's the DJ behind him.
Who's the black dude singing?
He's another dude that they got.
That's a hype man.
Somebody told me that the guy who's singing the I'm gonna pop sometimes, that guy was a systems analyst for IBM like 5 months ago.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And then they did this kind of in their garage.
I've been meaning to Google it to see how he wound up in a studio singing that.
Your buddies.
But the album has climbed from number 16 to number 4. That means it's up 90% week-to-week sales after being on Saturday Night Live. It's the largest week ever for the album. And the song Thrift Shop is platinum 4 times. That's 4 million. It has 357,000 downloads. And the video also helped the song gain popularity. 4 million views last month for Macklemore. Popping tags. Number 4 on the chart.
I went on his Instagram, and just, and I went all the way to the beginning, mm-hmm. but when he started posting, it's just weird to see how he was like, nobody. Dude.
Nobody.
He just, had like 100 likes.
Just trying to get attention.
And I'm sure some of those likes came after he got famous, but it's like it went from 100 and now he's got like 100 thousands of likes.
I'm pretty sure when Justin Bieber showed up at our studio on that first day, after Usher called us and said, would you put him on for a week?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that I had more Twitter followers than Justin Bieber on that first day.
He had like, when he got here, I think he had like 30,000.
I had like 35,000.
And then he left and then he came back and he had 50,000 when he started going around.
It's amazing.
And now?
And now he's 30 million?
35 million.
35 million.
That's what's on his motorcycle, remember?
What?
His 35 million followers.
His dad
it's on the gas tank of his motorcycle that his dad got him for his birthday.
Wow.
35 million people.
You know, I had an ex that wouldn't let me get a motorcycle because her last boyfriend had been seriously hurt on one.
Mm-hmm.
So she let me have his. Thank you. Where am I?
Oh, number three.
Okay, now this is minutia, but it's interesting to me. Major labels are not in the top three.
Macklemore's not a lip.
None of the bands, no, top three.
Oh, okay.
None of the bands in the top three release their album through a major label. You say major label, you're thinking like Universal Records,
Sony, Capitol,
Atlantic, no. Capitol. But all of these came from independently distributed albums, starting at number three with Mumford and Sons.
But love the one you hold.
Marcus Mumford was asked, will you be taking a new direction in your next album after this one? And he said, definitely, hip-hop. We really want to rap. We have so much to say. We've been talking with Jay-Z about it. It's going to be a fresh experience for our band. And the reporter is just nodding like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he's kidding. Mumford's Babel sold 43,000 copies last week. At number two, are you familiar with Amok? The song by Adams for Peace.
Yeah, it's Tom York, Radiohead's new band.
Yeah, with Flea
from
the Chili Peppers. That could be good. I want to hear it.
It's slow.
I've never heard it.
I mean, Kelly won't like it. Yeah, I mean, it's slower than Radiohead.
So it's like Radiohead with a raving lunatic in the background.
It's like Radiohead / Postal Service, kind of.
Dude, don't ever compare Tom York to Postal Service.
Oh, but how dare you?
That production
blasphemy.
It sounds like Postal Service. The production does.
Some will
banish you to hell with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
One critic says some will dismiss Adams for Peace as nothing more than a Radiohead with machines. Because they don't use machines, I guess.
They use instruments.
Yeah. What machines?
Why aren't they machines?
Like a printing press?
Oh, the machine.
No, not that
like
kind of machine.
808 and all that.
Food processor?
No, not that kind of
blender?
Yeah. Beef machine. Yeah. You know.
The thing about Radiohead is they can, or Tom York can sell, like he never put stuff out on a label.
No.
Don't you remember one of their last albums? They said pay however much you want for it.
Yeah. First time anybody ever done that.
Mm-hmm.
And made.
There was just a box there, and it's like, okay, PayPal, how much you want to pay for the album? And if you put in zero, it'll just give it to you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You could put in $1,000 and you can give it to you.
Mm-hmm. How would you do that if you can get it for zero?
I paid $7. I thought that was fair.
It's funny the way people rationalize how much they paid.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I could have just stolen it, so I paid $1.
Yeah.
Could you pre-listen and then be like, nah, that's 25 cents.
I don't know. How many did they sell from? I mean, they sold
millions.
Millions,
yeah. Well, their fans are so passionate.
Yeah, millions. Number one on the charts, 95,000 copies of this album. It's a whole album, not just a song. It's Bruno Mars, Unorthodox Jukebox. Now, this album would have debuted at number one, but unfortunately, Taylor Swift's Red Jukebox had just come out. So it was number two when it came out. But you know what really pushed this forward was that $1.99 sale on Amazon. Because his album sales are up 100% in 1 week. And it's because the album went from $11 to $2. So is that fair?
Good album.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. On the digital song charts, his song, When I Was Your Man, was second, trading spots with the Harlem Shake. Does anybody even know who did Harlem Shake?
Yeah, I forgot.
Bauer?
Bauer.
Yeah.
Okay. Bruno Mars said in a recent interview he admires Kanye West's ability to express his opinion so freely. He defended him in a rant about Justin Timberlake and Taylor Swift during his concert in London. He said, this is what Kanye West is. He's going to speak his mind, yo. You might not agree with everything that he says, but you know what the guy's telling it like it is in his mind, yo.
Yo.
I'm going to add yo to the end of everything.
Me too.
Yo.
Well, now they're already doing that. We need to come up with something
else. Just do A, and then everybody will assume you're Canadian, and then they'll like you.
Yeah.
How about oi?
Oi.
Is that too Jewish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I say oi. Like, hey. It
no,
hurts.
Oi is kind of Portuguese, too.
This is what Kanye was trying to say. Oi. Oi.
Right. You can put right. Oi.
Say ish.
Right.
How about this? That's what Kanye's been trying to do.
Ew.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's kind of.
Ish.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a really good Jewish catchphrase? It's been forever. It's been since
ever. Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey.
Oy vey. Oy vey, yeah, that kind of caught on.
That's at least 5 years old, oy vey.
Oy vey.
Come on. Come on, Jewish people. Hook us up with a new catchphrase.
I don't know any other Jewish phrases. I'm sorry. I'll have to ask my Jewish friends.
How about this? Huh?
We need a go-to. We need a
go-to Jew.
We need a go-to Jew for the show for these references.
A go-to
that
Jew?
Sounds wrong.
GTJ.
If you'd like to be our GTJ, give us a call right now. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I mean, look around. You got a redneck. You got a black guy. You
I'm
got
not
me.
A redneck.
You got surfer girl and you got Mexican guy.
Surfer girl? Yeah.
Jenna's never surfed in her life.
I'm trying to be simple.
What?
We need
a Jew.
Yeah.
A go-to Jew.
All right, hold on.
Surfer
How
girl.
About, dude, those shoes are kosher.
Kosher? But you still need something to say after your statement.
No, kosher
need,
is.
Well, no.
It doesn't have to be like that. We're trying to come up with a catchphrase.
What's kosher mean? Because I hear it a lot.
Cool.
You can eat it.
Yeah. Not,
it's been blessed by the rabbi, yeah. I think.
And not cooked where other...
Man, Wiz Khalifa last night.
Yeah.
That was Mahaya.
Huh?
Kosher's better.
What?
That was Mahaya.
What?
Mahaya.
Yeah, just a lot like of
going on, huh?
See, that's the Jewish version of rolling your R's. Not everybody can do it. When you're speaking Hebrew.
Yeah.
My little mashugana.
Yeah. Is it mashugana?
Yeah.
It kind of tickles my throat.
Oh, we have a bunch of calls coming in. Maybe that want to be the go-to Jew.
The go-to Jew.
Hmm. Hello, go-to Jew line. Hello, go-to Jew.
Hello?
Hi, GTJ. Can I help you? Would you like to be our go-to Jew?
What?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never roll calls on screen.
We wanted a go-to Jewish person?
I thought we did.
They just hear call and they don't know.
Kid Craddock in the morning, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, turn your radio all the way down, please. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi.
How old are you?
I'll wait 5 minutes for it to say hi on your end on the radio.
Hello?
All right, she's listening on the radio. How's this working? Kid Craddock in the morning, hi.
Okay, this isn't going well.
Okay. Yeah, we already have one on hold.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Jackie.
No.
JC.
Oh, we already have a JC.
Oh, sorry. Hi.
Hi, JC. What's up?
Nothing. I have a catchphrase.
Oh, okay.
Are you Jewish?
Sorry?
You're not Jewish?
Yes, I'm Jewish.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. Didn't want to hang up on you.
Oh, no.
All right.
Mashugana.
We just said that.
Mashugana.
What does it mean?
Yeah, what's Mashugana mean?
It's
Mashugana is Yiddish. It means crazy. You could say that's Mashugana.
Yeah, okay. But it's a term of affection also.
It's really
it's
long.
Like, it's like you're my little Mashugana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, Mashugana.
Why don't I just be the GTJ on the show?
Thanks, JC.
That's a long
Because
phrase.
You're Catholic?
You could be. I don't know why you're asking that.
I'm not Jewish, but I play one on TV. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not Jewish, but I grew up around a lot of them.
What is Hava Nagila? Yeah, how do you say it?
It's have a great night, Kelly.
Hava Nagila means have a great night.
Hava Nagila. Have a great night.
Hava Nagila.
All right, Hava Nagila.
Hava Nagila.
Yeah. And it got a Vita.
Hava Nagila means
no, it's actually an Israeli beer. Nagila is an Israeli beer.
You got to Jew on the phone, and you're telling me.
I'm telling you. Nagila is a Palestine beer that's available in Israel, and the commercials are all the same.
Gosh.
Hava Nagila.
Is that right, JC?
The oppression in here.
I can't verify that. Yeah. So.
I'm going to take the word of the go-to, too,
I love
baby.
That answer.
Can't call it.
Yeah, I can't call it.
I can't call that.
That
might have made JC the official go-to Jew of the show.
Yeah, I think so.
How long have you been Jewish?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
As long as I can remember, definitely.
Are you circumcised?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I can't verify that either.
Wow.
You know what you call an uncircumcised Jewish baby?
Oh, my gosh.
A girl.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's simple.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, JC?
Hey, you could convert to Judaism like Sammy Davis Jr. did, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to change your name, though, for So there's no confusion.
I'm confused now because I don't know
She can be juicy.
My husband's a Catholic, so there's a whole slew of jokes there.
Yeah, he didn't convert?
Wait a minute. Your name is JC. That's also the name of an organization called Jews for Christ.
It's not the letters.
Okay. It's just J-A-Y-C-E-E?
J-A-C-I-E, but yeah.
What a weird way to spell that.
She is so over you right now.
She's like, she's not into it.
She is over you.
I can't have the official Jew of the show have some made-up name. Come on.
You got to blame my mom for that.
You're awesome. We're going to get your number, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
All right.
How old are you, official Jew?
I'm 30.
30. Perfect. That's a perfect age.
Right in the range.
Yeah. Did you go to a, have you been to a Seder any time in the last year?
You want the honest answer? No.
What is a Seder?
It's the meal that you have for Passover.
Okay, very good.
Now, do you go to your husband's Catholic church, or does he go to your Jewish synagogue?
Does he go to synagogue?
Neither. We kind of go for events either. But
I don't think you're going to be a really great go-to Jew.
Yeah, we need someone that does Shabbat.
I guess I'm not Jewish enough. I don't know.
I don't think you are. You're not quite Jewish
enough. Yeah, we need full-blooded.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
You're not a purebred.
No, yeah. She is.
Well, I mean,
that'd be like, call us if you're having a religious argument. You said, I'm agnostic and he's atheist. That's not a religious argument.
Well, you can still know about religion.
Yeah.
You could study it.
Right.
I had a bat mitzvah. I don't know if that helps.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right.
How old were you? I've been a few of those.
Sorry?
How old were you?
13.
Oh,
good answer.
You're always 13, right?
Hang on, JC.
I think you can be 12, right? Or does it have to be 13?
I'm testing her.
Okay. Jewish guys become men at 13, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah. Yeah.
And then we had to wait till we were 18 or we grew chest hair?
Well, Catholics, we have confirmation.
Yeah. Well, I had my confirmation at 10. But that didn't make me a man, did it?
At 10?
Mm-hmm.
That's too young to have confirmation.
I think
I was
10.
If you're basing it on chest hair, you're still not a man.
What are they doing over there in Mexico with the Catholic thing? Come on.
10.
You don't have a confirmation at 10?
No.
Is it 10 or 12?
Yes, too young. I hadn't even confirmed it was my baby.
You're supposed to understand. The reason they do confirmation, Kelly, is because you've had a chance to develop your own thoughts and beliefs and understanding.
Well, maybe he understood earlier than you did.
So you're 15, 14, 15,
I had my first
16.
Communion when I was 8, and then I had my confirmation at 10.
What'd you do? Fast track it? Did you clep some of the
Catholic? I don't know, man. I just did what my mom made me do. My grandma put me in the class, and I did it.
Because I went to a Catholic school, and I wasn't Catholic, so I had to serve punch at the confirmation.
Yeah.
And I was in 7th grade.
Really?
So I was 12.
You spike
12.
It?
That seems
no,
funny
I didn't
to me.
Spike the punch.
Yeah,
I had to sit out in the lobby by myself and serve punch to all the people that had been confirmed.
How you gonna tell me how to be Mexican?
Yeah, how you gonna tell me what's Mexican for him?
Telling you how to be Catholic. I'm being very Catholic.
Same thing.
Well, you weren't born Catholic.
No. It's fine.
Oh, you just decided to be Catholic?
Yeah. I was born a poor child in Iraq.
Oh, my God.
All the
poor child in Iraq.
Also, the truth also just isn't noticed, good enough.
Yeah, also known as Tampa.
All the repression.
/ Toledo.
Yeah. Say it right. It's Tampa.
Tampa.
Tampa. Yeah. All right. Cool. We good then?
I think we're good, except
we're
for go-to
up.
Jew.
I got my religion fixed for the year.
Yeah. Is everybody happy with our go-to Jew, though?
Hey, I think we could do better.
I like her name.
She's not really an active member of the community.
How could we be a show with a GTJ without having a GTM?
But Jenna gave her a
we
cool
need a GTM.
I gave her a okay, first of all, she could be juicy.
Yeah, juicy instead of JC, so we don't get
there's
confused.
No confusion. Right. Or I'll get on J-Date this weekend and find a guy, and then he can be our go-to Jew.
Don't you have to be Jewish to go on J-Date?
How do they check?
Right.
I think it's the honor system.
Well, circumcision.
Bank account.
You have to know the password.
Bank account.
You know the password?
What's the password?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, then.
Dangerously close.
All right.
Shredding.
I think it's gefilte fish.
I feel like the show is falling apart.
What do you mean?
Before my bad eye.
I went on vacation about an hour ago.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back. We're going on vacation next week. But when we come back from our vacation, we want to get you a vacation. Notice I said get you, not give you, because the days of the free trips are over. The gravy train has stopped, people.
Yeah, okay? Buddy.
We're done with that.
There's no freebies around here.
You know, we thought it's better to give than to receive. But giving without ever receiving, come on, that's tough. So once in a while, if somebody would have given us a free trip along the way, mm-hmm. you know,
cool.
a listener or whatever. No, seriously, we are going to be selling cheap Caribbean vacations when we come back.
Is it one of those deals where we have to go on the cruise too and we're selling like packages to sail with us?
No.
Okay, good. Sail with us.
Kelly, I know how much you hate listeners.
I don't want to be on trapped on a boat.
I know. It's your worst nightmare, isn't it? Being trapped with people who are fans of yours.
Yeah, read about all her crushes. Since she hates her fans.
Yeah. Kelly's got a lot, though, here.
Yeah.
Kelly, are you single and ready to mingle?
I'm very single.
Yes, she is.
My mingle desirability, I don't know right now.
My mingle.
You know, when you get in that hole, it's kind of hard to...
Yeah. But you're ready to mingle.
If you found somebody you want to mingle with.
You ready to feel that tingle?
I need somebody to light my fire.
You ready to feel that tingle?
I would love to tingle again.
So much so you'd write your own jingle?
Sure.
Can your job and your love life intermingle?
I hope so.
Have you ever had shingles?
No.
Okay.
Right. I had the chicken pox.
Let's see how you do here. Bobby Roberts. Wait a minute. That's Bobby with an IE.
That's a girl.
There's a lot of girls that apparently girl crush on
me. You know what? Don't be putting on my Facebook you got a crush on Kelly if you're a
straight
girl. Why? I know a guy that's a straight
girl. I have girl crushes. You know how I feel about Britney.
That's flattering if a girl has a girl crush on you.
That's not what I was going for.
Oh, you want sexy crushes?
Yeah, I don't even know what you're going for with this bit.
I want somebody who's in love with you. You know?
For what?
Chris Janch writes, have had a crush on Kelly for a while. Gorgeous redheads do it to me.
Yeah.
Sammy Jaramillo. Kelly, I've had a crush on... Why didn't you shout that out?
Well, you read it weird.
Sammy Jaramillo.
Well, shout out then.
All right. Kelly, I've had a crush on you for 15 years. You're so gorgeous, and I love your personality.
Thanks.
Willie Houdat Oregas says... Is that really his middle name?
Houdat?
It's probably from Nolan.
He probably,
Kelly's fiery and has a huge heart. And Rich Wilson says, I'm crushing on the resident ginger.
Thank you.
Kelly is so cute and sassy.
Thank you.
She's sassy.
Thank you very much.
Ashley.
Would you go out on a date with a listener?
No.
I'd take Yeah, we should all go on a date with a listener.
I've done that.
What if we paid for your training?
What training?
Your personal training. What if we paid for your...
I've already paid. I paid up front.
Oh. She's about
to quit. That's the only reason I'm doing it. It's already paid.
She bought it in bulk for the deal.
God, why did I buy in bulk?
Because you saved $10.
I did.
So you basically went to the Sam's Warehouse of personal training.
No, this is like a legit gym.
Or a huge box of training.
Yeah.
No, if you know, the more you buy, the less they are.
I started off with a good attitude. I really did. I tried, and then it failed. You know, I can't keep one.
But if you have a goal in mind, and that gets you to the goal, that makes you want to do it more, doesn't it?
Sure.
Do you have a goal?
Just to look better.
Here's what my dad said to me.
What?
Once. Well, get out of my way is what he usually said. But sometimes he would say this. Would you build a building without first making a blueprint?
I don't know what that has to do with working out, but...
I'll explain it. Would you go to the airport and ask to buy a ticket without a destination?
Oh, I always wanted to do that.
No,
you're not helping him.
Oh.
But that is, what does that mean about working out?
I'm being metaphorical, Al.
Okay. I got a cousin
named Metaphorical.
Al's got a cousin named Metaphorical. So you wouldn't go to the airport without, you know, knowing where you're going, and you wouldn't build a building without a blueprint. So why would you go to personal training? Why would you go work out in a gym without having a plan?
My plan is to look better and lose 10 pounds and firm up.
Let me ask the workout experts on the show. Is that a good enough goal?
I found that you kind of like drown in your goal when it's a huge goal like that. Just make a little one. You know what I mean?
10 pounds isn't huge, is it?
I mean, just make a little goal.
How about your goal is for 2 weeks I'm not going to tell the trainer, blah.
I didn't say blah. Like a lot of people misunderstood me.
They'll go to the gym and guys want to bench press this amount of weight, and that's their goal. And they want to get to that weight. A girl wants to be able to stand on the burpee ball and do crunches.
Or have a butt. Yeah, like
some sort of thing that you can't do now that you want to be able to.
He wanted me to jump up on a weight bench yesterday, and I said no.
See, that could be.
I cannot do that.
He's the trainer, Kelly.
But I cannot do that.
Wait, in Kelly's home gym, to get from the floor to the weight bench, there's an elevator that you can take. So.
Gosh. Yeah.
You try standing on the floor and then jumping up, what was that, like 3 feet off the ground and landing on and then jumping off and jumping back again. I can't do that.
Biometrics.
I know, but it's like the best way to burn calories.
And it gets your butt lifted.
Well, I'll do squats or something else.
Jump up in the air. Maybe you could just start doing that.
He made me jump rope instead.
Okay,
that was the compromise.
That's a start. I mean, jumping 2 inches off the ground.
That's the only thing I've told him no on in like 8 workout sessions.
You can jump on the bench.
That
should be your goal now. Your goal should be to be able to jump on that bench and off and back on. No problem.
You see, I know Kelly better, so can you defer to me on this? Here's what we need to do. Kelly's gym is her bed, okay? That's the only gym she has.
Love my bed.
So here's what we do. We get Kelly. She lays on her stomach, and we tie a rope to each of her limbs, arms, legs. And then we.
Is this like your sick, twisted fantasy?
Not at all. Not at all. And then each of us has a rope. And
you're going to hog tire?
We just pull, we just pull the rope and force, like, I can do 20 left leg reps. And, just pull it up, let it go down,
yeah,
pull it up, let it go.
That's what you want to do, tie me up in bed, is have me do leg lifts. Okay. That's my other tip for the girls. Don't allow yourself to be videoed naked, and don't allow anyone to tie you up. That's well, that's my second rule.
You ought to switch those, because once you're tied up, you have no power over us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The pictures are just a given.
So what I'm hearing is that...
What you're hearing is...
Wait, help me. No.
You want to go out on a date.
Because now I'm a little worried.
She won't
what? About what?
So you're saying being tied up in bed is not something a normal trainer does.
Wow.
Wow.
No.
I have been getting ripped off.
Or an added bonus, mm-hmm, a little extra perk.
So bad.
So you will go out with a listener then?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Big Al, here's the ones that love you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Evie West. Big Al, he keeps me laughing. Anna, I have a crush on Al. His laugh and what he said this morning about not being able to be with someone that isn't a believer. That was the cherry on top.
All right.
I look at you, Al.
Rebecca Whitaker says, I really enjoy Big Ale.
Is that a drink?
Well, the two of you spell similar. His random comments and stumbling of words reminds me very much of my Slef.
Oh, come on. You type in fast, you screw up.
He's always making references to the bathroom, as do I. At work, I made up a booty dusk jingle for the booty dusk perp.
What?
Did she switch languages on me here?
I think she goes poo at the same time as Al.
I'm enjoying the comfort of my own commode as I write this.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I don't need that.
Oh, no.
I don't need that.
But Al.
I love love.
But
I love getting love.
She believes in God.
I don't need to know that you're on the toilet while you're writing how much you love me. No, I don't need that.
Oh, man.
I don't need to know that,
though. Oh.
On the comfort of my own commode.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So weird. Al, she loves you, and yet you still got dumped. Yeah. Get it?
Oh, man.
Lella Glasgow writes.
All right, Lola.
Big Al, love me some chocolate.
All right. Shout out.
Leah Simpson. Big Al, he makes me laugh. He's a business owner, and he definitely let me be the one that wears the pants in the relationship because he's a wuss. I need someone that lets me be the boss.
Yeah,
would you
okay.
say that's about right?
Yeah, I mean, I think all guys, to a degree, let the woman be the boss.
Oh,
I mean, at the
please.
End of the day,
whatever.
No. At the end of the day, no. Yeah, you like to say with our boys that, you know, we're running this. But
when I
day,
see a guy who's the boss, I always think he must be hitting her.
Yeah.
How else did a guy get to be the boss?
That's what I'm saying. Any guy.
I've never been the boss, ever.
Any guy that knows the woman needs to be happy. If mama ain't happy, nobody's
exactly.
happy. So you got to make mama happy.
So maybe it's the strength that's in our cowardice. Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the way to turn a negative into a positive.
Because we just let you, fine.
We're like the day shift manager.
If I'm dating Kelly, or if anybody's dating Kelly, you got to make sure Kelly is happy. Because if not, you will be.
Yeah, that seems to be all of their priorities.
You will be miserable if Kelly's not happy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
No.
Thank you.
Will you be miserable if Kelly is happy?
Probably.
What does that mean?
It sounds funny.
Sounds good.
But I would make, if Kelly was my girl, I would make sure Kelly's happy.
What do you think makes me happy?
Sleeping.
This should be good.
Sleeping and eating.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Those are two good things.
And even though I know Kelly.
His two favorite traits about Kelly are sleeping and eating. He could be talking about a sloth.
You shut up.
I make her happy, though.
You shut up.
I make sure she had a comfortable bed. And
that has very little to do with you.
And a nice TV tray.
But I'd be so happy.
Full of food. Yeah.
That's it.
She's a simple girl.
Feed her and put her to bed.
Yeah.
All right. Very
I know
cool.
what Kelly likes. I know it a long time.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Yesterday, I didn't get the memo that it was the day to play Homeless Frogger.
Homeless Frogger?
Yeah. Hmm. It was like homeless people got the memo yesterday to run in front of my car.
Oh, you didn't do a Jenna, did you?
It was almost like a mass suicide attempt going on out there. I had 4 homeless people in one day that caused me to slam on my brakes.
Jeez.
4 in
one
day.
They
want to be hit so they can, you know.
It's a long story.
I might see one homeless person every other day.
You weren't where I was.
I go by Stripperville to get home.
No.
Were you doing like a drug deal or something? Where were you?
You know what? You would have thought that. I got lost, as usual.
You have GPS.
By the bail bonds place?
My GPS in my car is one of those, like, oh, can't use this while you're moving. And I'm like, well, you see this neighborhood? If I'm not moving, I'm dead.
Oh.
So I talked back to the GPS.
Good.
So, yeah, there were a lot of...
hobos.
No, that's rude.
Hobos?
Why is
that's
hobos rude?
Bums.
Hobos?
There are a lot of bums.
Oh, bums. Is way worse.
What? I love the word hobo.
Yeah. Vagrants.
But hobo's not rude.
Oh,
that was
hobos.
A fashion. No,
hobos.
It's not. Hobo chic was a fashion style for a while. They call hobo dresses.
And vagrants sounds like they're up to no good.
Yeah.
Gypsies. Anyway, I like that.
Just jumping in front of my car left and right. You know, I haven't run out of gas in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was the closest I ever got. I'm on the highway in the fast lane.
Yeah.
Totally forgot I had no gas. Just totally forgot. Had a dentist appointment, came out of that kind of loopy,
yeah,
and just forgot that I didn't have any gas. And I'm just driving around.
Mm.
And
don't you hit the hobo?
That's when it goes, you know,
oh,
like you're about to run out.
Oh, you're stuttering?
Now, this car, I don't know how they do it, but somehow after that thing, usually you're out of gas within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I lasted another mile.
Oh, yeah.
And was able to get off the highway onto Martin Luther King.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my boy is.
Who was, you know, a man for peace.
That's where your boys are
out. Can we put that reminder out on the street?
You buy one of those Farrakhan
that you're
pamphlets?
Standing on a street that was named after a man who stood for nonviolence.
Dang right.
Now, were they picking in at that first station right there on the right? Because somebody went in there and the owner shot him.
Yeah.
And he was stealing something. I'm not sure what it was. But it's right there on Martin Luther King and the freeway. I think that's where you were.
What were they picketing for?
Because they didn't want people to go back into that store because the owner shot him and he got off. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to shoot a robber.
Maybe I thought you were allowed to shoot to protect your stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a fine line. You can't just shoot somebody just because they're taking too long or whatever.
You can also have parties at the car wash at like midnight on Fridays.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go to one of those.
That's
Who
awesome.
Wants to come with me?
No. Not that car wash.
I make it to this liquor store that has one pump out in front.
Mm-hmm. And sounds like it.
And I chug in there. You know, cars just like backfiring.
Dude,
and,
in your car.
Yeah, it's out of gas.
In your car at that station, you would have probably had 15 bucks around
that
car.
They're like, oh, look at this.
I had one Mexican dude who ran from across the street.
Why did he run?
He did. Because he wanted to look at the car.
What's he doing over there?
He's like, dang, a car that works.
I've never seen a Prius before.
Dang. And he comes over and like, how much is that car? And I said, I don't know. He said, new. And I told him, he's like, oh, man, how do you keep somebody from just jacking it? That's what he asked
me. That's what I told you,
and
man.
I'm like, are you asking this?
Because you're going to?
For a personal reason? Yeah. He's like, dang.
Because that arsenal I got in the back seat, dog. I got all kind of stuff.
And then he said something very odd. He said, what did you do for a living? Now, that could mean, when he said did, past tense, like...
Like one big bank robbery.
Like, I'm too old to still be working.
Right.
Or B, did one big thing.
Yeah, you did a big heist, the casino heist. Yeah.
Or C, since I'm going to be dead in a minute...
What did you do?
What did you used to do?
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.